Yesterday, Germany marked Holocaust Remembrance Day. Before Hitler rose to power, millions of Jews lived in Central and Eastern Europe. Only a small fraction of that number live there today. Dozens of researchers are traveling across the region to compile an online archive of Jewish life, past and present. The Centropa project eventually will include more than 70,000 interactive photographs and first-person testimonies. NPR's Guy Raz visited the group's headquarters in Vienna.
In her patent leather trousers and spiky black hair, Tania Eckstein could be mistaken for an 80s rocker. Her appearance might explain why the diminutive 80-year-old Otto Sushny is a little apprehensive about opening his door this afternoon. Tania Eckstein has come to interview Otto Sushny about his life. He was born in this city, the progeny of Eastern European Jews who settled in Vienna during the tolerant heyday of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Eckstein will spend the next 2 hours combing through Otto Sushny's life.
Waren Ihre Großeltern orthodoxe Juden?
Nein. Orthodoxe Juden nicht, aber sie waren noch religiös.
Otto Sushny recalls that his grandparents were not Orthodox Jews, but still religious. Before Hitler came to power, he never encountered anti-Semitism in Vienna. After two more visits, Tania Eckstein will have compiled hours of testimony from Otto Sushny. Later, they'll look through his old photographs. In a few months, Otto's life and the lives of his relatives will be preserved in an online database in an office in Vienna. A half dozen people speaking Serbian, German, Russian, Hungarian, and English come in and out of the office each day. At the helm is an American, Edward Serrada. He arrived in Europe just before the collapse of communism. His plan was to photograph the remaining Jews of Eastern Europe and write a book.
And then it was while making this book on the last Jews of Eastern Europe that I realized I had a very big problem. I couldn't find anybody who wanted to be a last Jew. The size of their communities was terribly small, but that didn't take away from the dignity of the efforts they were making.
Serrada discovered that Jewish communities in Slovakia and Hungary and Belarus were still building day schools and organizing youth groups, despite the paucity of their numbers. So in 1999, he set off to Yugoslavia to find out what happened to the Jews who stayed behind the Iron Curtain after the Second World War. In the city of Novi Sad, he interviewed an elderly Jewish woman.
And in the middle of the interview, she just looked at me. She said, "You know, you're the fourth group of interviewers who've come here to ask people in our community about the past, but you're the first people to ask how we lived and not just how we died."
Within a year, Serrada's group set up a dozen offices across Eastern and Central Europe to find out what happened to those Jews who remained. Serrada's researchers all over the region have already compiled thousands of hours of interviews. In one interview conducted in Ukraine, 73-year-old Boris Rubinstein recalls his grandfather singing to him. There are stories of romantic affairs and family scandals and compelling memories of home life.
There is real history in between the lines. There's real history in between the great events. And these people who have been deprived of being able to even speak about this are the ones who are clogging the doorways of our office.
Serrada's researchers are doing their best to accommodate these elderly Jews. Each one has a story, and each story is history. Guy Raz, NPR News, Vienna.
Photographs and stories from the Centropa Project are at npr.org.